Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A world-leading expert on so-called gender reassignment surgery has said that there is a rise of regret among those who have gone through this surgery. We're going to be talking about this issue on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Let me be very clear at the very beginning. You cannot change your gender.
Absolutely.
Your DNA is what your DNA is at birth, and no matter what kind of hormones you take to accentuate or de-accelerate certain body characteristics, or what kind of plastic surgery you do to change the exterior of your appearance, you still are internally who you are. Your DNA, your physiology is still the same.
Who God created you as.
As how God created
right.
you. You can't change that, no matter how much you want to through hormones or plastic surgery. Well, here's an individual who is a professor, and it's reported in the Telegraph that he has seen now a high number of, quote, transgender, close quote, people who have all undergone so-called sex change surgeries, later express regrets, and experience crippling depression and suicidal thoughts after they've gone through this surgery. So, Matt, these are people, a man, for example, who's born male, but now wants to believe or assume that he is female and therefore wants to go through hormone treatments, so takes large quantities of estrogen, for example, and goes through various kinds of plastic surgeries. And then after all that expense and invasive procedure, regrets and says, you know what, I'm unhappy with this. This is not what is making me happy. I'm just as unhappy, maybe more unhappy than I was before, and I want to go back the way I was before. This has caused a crippling depression, according to this expert, including an increased rate of suicidal thoughts.
Yeah, the professor Miroslav Georgievic has said that the average age of his patients has dropped from 45 years old to 21 years old. So as this notion of gender identity and gender fluidity has become in vogue, and it's the most bizarre cultural phenomenon I think we've ever seen, there's been a rash of people coming out saying, no, I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, something that is objectively nonsense. It's a pathology. It's pathological for someone to engage this delusion. Is, as you've often said, Matt, it's akin to anorexia. You don't take someone who is wasting away and basically a walking skeleton who views themselves in the mirror and says, oh, I'm obese. That's the person they see. You don't treat them with liposuction. And that's what these sex change mutilation surgeries, and that's what they are, that's what they do. And what's so sad is with the younger and younger age, now the average being 21, every one of these surgeries, Matt, sterilizes the person going through that surgery.
But, you know, this professor cites two reasons. One, there's a lack of proper research on the topic. And number two, there's a lack of psychiatric evaluation and counseling. And he even says when he sends many of his patients for counseling, they later come back when they were having regrets and saying, well, all they really did was ask me if I have the money for the surgery. I didn't get appropriate counseling, which is why we're supporting these different counselors, these different areas that are fighting to give these children proper counseling when they're having these same-sex thoughts or whatever, which is not totally unusual, and they usually grow out of it, but they need appropriate counseling.
Well, the problem that you have is, you know, his patients that come to him have dropped in the 20 years that he's been doing these plastic surgery interventions and hormone treatments from 45 to 21. So that's a significant drop.
Right.
What you're seeing is in the younger community, and this is in England, but of course, the same thing is happening in the United States. England is just further down that road than we are on this particular issue because it started there even before it started here. But what you're seeing here is this younger and younger push in the public schools about choosing your gender, as though you can choose it like you want to choose a certain kind of hairstyle or clothes. And then this, what you're now seeing are hormone blockers, where you block the production of testosterone or estrogen, and then later on, you start giving higher doses.
In children.
In children, yeah. So you're going to see more of that in the States. Now, James Caspian, he's a psychotherapist at the Bath Spa University in Southwest England. He wanted to do research on so-called detransitioning. This is where someone goes through the hormone treatments, goes through the surgery, and then they regret it and they want to go back. So he wanted to do some research on the so-called detransitioning. But his proposal was rejected after his preliminary findings revealed that there was an increase of young people, particularly women, who were regretting so-called gender reassignment surgery. So this is, instead of researching this and putting a spotlight on the problem, the psychiatric community suppressed it. They don't even want to study it. They don't want this information to come out.
It's political correctness to the detriment of these individuals suffering from these delusions and disorders. And you'll recall, Matt, a few years ago, Dr. Paul McHugh and Lawrence Mayer with Johns Hopkins scientists, came out with a study that determined a number of troubling things. And of course, they were lambasted from the left and the politically correct crowd for these objective findings in this meta-analysis. One of these findings was that 41% of individuals attempt to commit suicide who suffer from this gender identity disorder, as it used to be called, gender dysphoria, as the APA calls it today. So again, you don't treat this disorder by mutilating the body of the individuals.
And, you know, I think of our friend Walt Heyer, and he has a ministry now to help these people. Mm-hmm. And the letters that he gets every week from people just desperately regretting what they've done to their bodies.
Well, Walt Heyer struggled with gender identity disorder. And as you said, the APA tried to modify that term. They call it gender dysphoria now. Mm-hmm. And it's a result, he says, directly because he was sexually abused as a boy by a family member, combined with his grandmother's decision to secretly clothe him as a girl. So both of those things were happening when he was young.
Yeah, it was awful.
So he, born a male, was dissatisfied with who God made him to be. He then went through this whole thing. He went through plastic surgery and hormone treatment and so forth, went through what's called, quote unquote, gender reassignment surgery. And he then later expressed regret. He became a Christian and was content with how God made him. And he experienced healing and restoration because of his relationship with Jesus Christ. And he went back and reverted back to his biological gender as a man. Now, when I'm saying reverted, I'm saying he stopped taking the estrogen. Then he tries to go through various kinds of plastic surgery to undo some of the things that he did. He always was a man. You're not reverting from male to female and back and forth. You're just trying to change what you're ingesting in your body that affects some of your characteristics and trying to undo what you've done. In some cases, you can't. When you remove certain things, you can't just simply replace them. It's not like car parts. So it's a very disconcerting situation that you have. And that's why this doctor says there's an increased risk of suicide. Johns Hopkins University knew that a long time ago because that's why they ultimately stopped doing these. That was the first institution in the United States to do these so-called sex reassignment surgeries. They found that there was no benefit to it, that there was an increased risk of suicide because there was a increased risk of regret of people who weren't content. You know, the only thing that can make you content is, if you're discontent with who you are, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not hormones, it's not the drugs, it's not plastic surgery, it's not the clothes you wear. It's the relationship with Jesus Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Counsel and support us financially at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.